Everyone, I was
Bill,
muted too.
Maybe I should pick direct for Julia Delta Hotel.
So should we start with the question? Can everyone hear us out in Zoom land?
They just turned it on now.
Thumbs up from anybody?
Yeah,
we can. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to start the presentation?
I could do the business part first.
Yeah, I hope everybody has had a look at the minutes from the last meeting. It's posted in the newscaster.
I have a comment, Gary.
Previous business from the last meeting. We had talked about Grand Forks to hold their Hamfest, which they did on April 30th. We had the details posted on the work Facebook page. John attended, I believe, and said it was pretty good. If you want to refresh our memory, John, about the KB5J aircraft, there's something in here about that.
Oh, that was just part of the homebrew night thing. There's
something interesting
to bring up for that.
Oh, okay. The next item. Yuri, I don't have your email address, and I was told that you don't like to give it out. So Dick's had to relay everything. So right now I'd like to officially invite you to have a table complimentary for your testing equipment, and your admittance will be complimentary as well, because you provide a valuable service to our members and all of the attendees at the Hamfest.
Free electricity also?
Yes. We know what Yuri needs. So as long as Yuri is always willing to come to our flea markets or Hamfest, he'll always get that table with power and his admittance, no charge.
Don't push it too far. So I've got that.
So. Treasurer's report.
Very good. So April was a busy month. We took in $375 over the month on a large number of things, Hamfest tables and tree registrations and memberships and some books. So it's a good month that way. Our expenses ran $622.22, very symmetric. So we opened the bank at $4,521, closed the bank at $4,205.21. All those various cents canceled out in this month. PayPal opened at $159.32 and closed at $190.57, primarily because the expenses for Cable Shop all came out of PayPal rather than my check. So that looks a little odd, but that actually adds up. The rainy day fund, so we started at $6,531.05 and it earned $2.58 in interest this month, which is more than twice its usual rate. So I'm suspicious that when we hit $6,500, we triggered a different interest rate and we're now coining it in the rainy day fund, $2 a month. So our books look like opening at $46.68.02 and closing at $45.44.52. With the rainy day fund together, we're at $11,077.12. Cash in hand. Questions? And May's off to a roaring start for Hamfest.
And now the membership report, Jerry.
Yeah, I've got 87 members on the books, plus three new members. And this is for 2021, 2022, which ends are we going to make it a new year and start counting people?
For new people?
Yeah, or for anybody that's renewing.
Well,
we'll be getting cut for.
Our fiscal year ends July 30th. Okay? But we normally start our memberships in September because we don't meet in the summer. So memberships are on September to September.
Okay.
So you expire August 31st. We carry you to September 30th. And we hope that you re-up somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Reality is people are still renewing this month. Exactly. Yeah. I talked to one in the grocery store today. Oh, shit, I forgot. So, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Okay.
That, and we often have people renew at the ham fests or flea markets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been long-standing. So they renew and they renew, but they expire August 30th.
Before I may be, can I make a comment to that?
So if they renew at the Hamfest, are they renewing for the previous, like the coming year?
If anybody renews at Hamfest, they're renewing for 2023.
Okay. Say again?
If somebody renews at Hamfest, they're renewing for the upcoming year.
Okay.
Not this year.
Right. Okay. I wasn't there paid that.
They're renewing for the upcoming year.
Yeah.
Okay. They were simply absent this year. Normally, a new hand from a course, if we did the spring course and they were graduating in May, we would carry them the full year. Okay? But if it was somebody in April, we'd only carry them this year. So there's always a little wiggle room somewhere in May, June, summer. We'll carry the extra year for that because there's nothing going on.
Thank you.
Before I may be with a comment.
Next on the agenda is programs other than the Hamfest and Field Day. We don't really have any programs that are coming up right now.
Canadian Prairie QSO Party.
Oh, okay.
For today. What's June?
June 5th is Hamfest, and the end of June is Field Day.
So we'll be talking about Field Day.
We won't be talking about Field Day yet.
We'll be just dissecting Hamfest.
Yes.
Okay.
Field Day will be at the June meeting.
And the QSO party.
We're talking about that today.
Carrie's going to cover
Ed.
That. Ed, okay. Next is education. I can't think of his call sign right now, but Drago Lambetta has shown interest in teaching.
Delta Bravo Victor.
Delta Bravo Victor?
All right.
Okay, he's shown interest in teaching the upcoming course, which will be in the fall again, and will likely be here because there's a lot more space to have more students. It's a lot more comfortable. And it's accessible. So I think with one of the courses we ran last time, there were a couple of people who had mobility issues who just couldn't do the course because there was no way to get them up into the fire hall. So as long as I can book this facility, this is where we'll have it. Yeah, we had a discussion about setting up operator training sessions for new hams, but that's still an ongoing discussion.
Is that for after they've got their license?
Yeah, or even before they get their license and learning how to use the radio, and that is a good thing.
I guess we did that once or twice with various. 10 years ago, we did a session at UOP. And we thought, we'll do it again, and it just. But Fork's doing that, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. With the last course, I personally bought a bunch of GMRS, FRS radios, and I brought them to the class because I thought it would be a good idea. And it's a safe mode to have newbies practice their VHF and UHF etiquette in the way to announce their presence and listen. So I'm going to bring them for the next course, and that's part of what I'm going to do with teaching part of the course that I'm going to teach, because it's really important. And I guess we could use those radios as well to teach them some HF stuff as well. And this way, we don't have to worry about anybody getting annoyed that they're transmitting. Okay, next is our Aries report.
Yeah, so my reports are in the newscaster, and I counted today 33 more people still for the marathon. So that includes 10 active people, and ideally the backups are someone that's done the marathon previously, so you know, need to be mentored to do it because of backups. Basically, if they're not assigned by 7 in the morning, they're done for the day. But otherwise, it depends on what we need. Any questions? So there are a few spots that I got with it would work for husband.
It's got to be there. I'm sorry to have said no, but it's an actual wedding day, so I can't take a morning off.
So you're already done.
Yeah. Don't tell my three wives.
Does anybody have a RAC report?
I've got one here.
Who said that?
Ed.
Ed.
What's wrong with my video?
Hang on, Ed.
Hang on.
Hang on, Ed. Ed, I'm going to make you host.
Okay.
And
we don't have an external speaker.
Oh, gee. Hang on, Ed. Speakers.
Oh, at least you have projectors.
Yeah. We'll make it reach.
Hang on, Ed.
If I spark, somebody pull the plug.
Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Still not hearing you.
Make sure the volume's up.
Where's the volume on this thing?
Bottom right.
There we go. Try now, Ed.
Okay, how's that?
There we are. Now we're cooking with fire.
All right. Very good. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ed, V4VT, and I've got a couple announcements from RAC. The first item on the list is from announcement of a special call sign in honor of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. It's available starting May 15th, so next week, and goes for basically 2 months, ending on July 14th, 2022. In 2022, Canada is celebrating the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, marking her 70th anniversary on the throne. She is Canada's longest reigning sovereign and the first to celebrate a Platinum Jubilee. To mark this historic milestone, a series of initiatives are taking place throughout Canada to honor the Queen's service and dedication to this country and celebrate Canadian achievements of the last 7 decades. Innovation Science and Economic Development Canada has approved the use of special call signs from May 15th to July 14th. These dates correspond to the early summer busy operating season and will be available to all Canadian amateurs who wish to use the special call sign on all occasions, including Field Day, the June VHF contest, the RAC Canada Day contest, the IARU World Championships, as well as the WPX contest and just day-to-day operation. To use the special call signs, you simply substitute the prefix normally assigned to your province or territory by the special prefix that have been authorized. So for all stations in Canada that begin with Victor Echo, they will now become Victor X-ray. And if your call sign starts with Victor Alpha, it'll become Victor Golf. So VE4s will become Victor X-ray 4s and Victor Alpha 4s will become Victor Golf 4s. So anybody have any questions on that?
Who do you apply to?
You don't have to apply. It's automatic. It's not obligatory at all. You simply, if you choose to use the call sign, you go ahead and use it. No special approvals or anything else is required. And the second announcement I have is just as a bit of a reminder that amateurs in Canada do not have exclusive use of the 430 to 450 megahertz band. ICED can and does assign other users to this band on occasion. However, these are usually short-term or low-power operations and generally don't interfere with too many amateur operations. Just recently, ICED has granted temporary usage of 7 frequencies in the 438 megahertz to 440 megahertz range. And these are going to be to support some Grand Prix racing events that are scheduled across Canada. I don't believe there's any in Manitoba. But they're just giving people a heads up that if people tuning across the band hear some other FM voice stations that don't sound amateurish, not to panic, that these are legitimate operations. There are several allocations already in place in Manitoba, for example, in the 440 megahertz, between 440 and 441. There are a number of frequencies that are already assigned for commercial operations. And of course, there's a lot of 433 megahertz unlicensed low power devices, such as alarm systems and things like that, garage door openers that make use of the band. So just as a heads up, don't panic if you see strange signals in the band. And the good thing is that generally ICED usually consults with Radio Amateurs of Canada and gets their suggestions on frequency allocations before assigning them. And this way we can avoid certain things like the satellite bands and the low power bands. Any questions on that? Okay, back to the meeting.
Does anybody have a DX report?
I've got one of those as well.
Mute all.
Go ahead, Ed. Where's mute all?
Not just mute, speakers.
Okay, just a very quick DX report that we certainly are moving upwards in the sunspot cycle. All of the bands, HF bands, have shown some good signs of life consistent with this time in the cycle. Even 10 meters is showing signs of life, and there are plenty of openings. In the morning, Europe has poked through a few times on 10 meters, and even 20 meters is now showing the classic after dark openings into the Middle East and things like that. So even just a few months ago, when the sun went down, 20 meters disappeared. Now there's a second life, usually later in the evening, just after our sunset, and some very strong signals into zones 20, 21, 22. And so get on, get active, and there's plenty of DX out there. There's more and more people traveling and activating some of the rarer spots. So hopefully in the coming months, we'll see some of the larger operations from multi-person teams. So even 6 meters has starting to come back to life, as it usually does at this time of year. We've had openings down into South America. There was about a half hour opening yesterday afternoon into Brazil. And we've had openings down into the Caribbean and Chile and Honduras and things like that. So 6 meters is certainly poised to open pretty much every day for the next couple months anyways. So again, get on and get active. Back to the meeting.
All right, thanks for that, Ed. Okay, on to new business. I personally don't have any new business. What's that? Okay, Dan Kaiser is going to give us an update on MRS stuff.
Yeah, so hi, Radio Dan DRK. Last month we made an announcement that we're doing a draw for a radio. There was a winner. The actually his call sign is John Santos. He's a relative new ham, so he won the ICOM mobile, which is great to have a new guy using that kind of stuff. And we also had an announcement last month. We're waiting on word of whether or not we're going to we applied for a grant. We were not successful with that grant, but we're pursuing the grant again with different circumstances. In the meantime, we're also going forward with looking at replacement repeaters on an individual basis going forward. There's a lot of work to be done this spring to bring things back online, and a lot of work we have to be done. So, any questions about here? Okay, that's just an update.
Okay. All right, thanks for that, Dan. Talking about winning, I just wanted to recap. Last month was our home brew night, and we actually only had one entrant. And that was Paul Reisdorf with his slingshot retrieval system. He cobbled together a slingshot with a fishing reel so that he could send a lead sinker flying through the trees and be able to retrieve it just by cranking it for setting up antennas. So it was a pretty cool gizmo. And so he was our winner. And I can't remember what it was he chose for the prize, but he was pretty happy with it. So thanks for your entry, Paul.
Cable cutters.
Cable cutters. That's okay.
Right. I have the others here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, other than that, I don't have any new business. Does anybody else have any new business? Mm-hmm. How about your tickets?
That will do during the campus presentation.
Okay. I don't. I didn't see anybody else with any new business, so we'll get into our presentation.
Alrighty. So we have two topics tonight. One is about the Canadian Prairie QSO party that's happening this Saturday, and a lot of people are putting a lot of time and energy in getting this going. So we've asked Ed to again give us a presentation about it as we're leading up to that weekend. And the second topic we have is the upcoming HamFest. So first we'll start off with Ed. And you're the host, Ed, now.
Okay, let's see if I can share my screen. Are you able to see my screen?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. So as John said, this coming weekend is the inaugural running of the Canadian Prairies QSO Party. And what it basically is, It's an HF radio contest intended to encourage amateurs in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta to get to get on the HF bands and make as many contacts as possible. I know some people have an aversion to contest, but it's more of an operating event. It's geared for everybody of all ages, all skill sets, and we're just trying to get as many people on the air to make as many contacts as possible. Many amateurs throughout North America and even throughout the rest of the world are always trying to collect different awards and different certificates, and one of them requires working all of the Canadian provinces. And not a big surprise, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta are often underrepresented on the HF bands, and so these provinces are often highly sought after. So if you get on, you're bound to make lots of contacts. Who can participate? Anybody who's licensed that can legally operate on the HF bands is eligible to participate, and we encourage everyone to get on and to make as many contacts as possible. Thing you have to understand is there's essentially two categories: what we'll call in province. So if you're a VE4, 5, or 6, you're considered to be in province, and you're the ones that everybody's chasing. And of course, then there's the out of province, and that's basically the rest of the world. And the way the bands have been behaving, the bands will be open pretty much all over the world. So, as we said, it starts this coming Saturday. It starts at noon local time and ends after 10 hours. It'll end at 2200 Central Daylight Time, 10 o'clock in the evening. So it's, you know, you can operate as much as you want out of those 10 hours or as little. Again, want you to get on. And the 10 hours will give you a chance to operate on all of the bands. So 1700 Zulu for those who prefer Zulu time to 0300 Zulu. So if you're not familiar with contests or other operating events, basically what you're going to do is you're going to make contact and you're going to pass a certain piece of information to the other stations. And we call that information the exchange. So folks in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, the in-province stations, they're going to send a signal report. It's either 5 voice or 5NN. And for their federal election district name. And we'll talk a bit more about that. And so for the people in the room today, what's everybody else going to send you? Well, all the other stations outside of the three prairie provinces, they're going to send you a signal report, just like you did. And then they're going to send you either their province, their state, or simply DX. And, you know, they'll send an abbreviation, the two-letter postal abbreviation for their province or state. So you can expect to see a lot of Oscar Novembers, November Bravos, that type of thing. Charlie Alphas for California. So because of the 10 hours, we've restricted it to only 40 meters, 20, 15, and 10. Since it's starting at noon local time, you know, a good likelihood that 10 meters will be open. So people can start on 10 and 15 meters. And as the day goes on, you work your way down to 20. And then the evening hours, you can get on 40 meters. That'll typically be the pattern that most people will follow. And we're taking operations in only CW or sideband. So no digital modes this time around. You can operate CW total strictly or strictly sideband, or you can do both. You can make contacts with other stations on each band and mode. So I can contact VE5 Mike X-Ray, for example, twice on 20 meters, once on CW, once on sideband. And then I can do it all over again on 15 and 10 and 40. So I'd be able to touch, I have 8 contacts with VE5 mic X-ray in the log. So for those who, again, aren't familiar with contests, what can you expect? Well, if you're an in-province participant, it's a good chance that you can find a frequency and start calling CQ. So on phone, on sideband, you'd be, you know, something typical like CQ, CPQP. This is Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha, Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha. Other stations, and you can be prepared, there'll be many people calling you, but you know, you can expect to hear Victor Echo 3 Delta Sierra. Well, you'll hear that call in the pileup. So you hear that, Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha goes back, Victor Echo 3 Delta Sierra, you're 5.9 WPS. WPS happens to be the 3-letter abbreviation for the electoral district that V4 Alpha Alpha is operating in. Victor Echo 3 Delta Sierra will come back with, thank you, you're 5.9 in Oscar November. And you wrap it up, thanks, this is Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha, CPQP QRZ, which means you're now ready to take the next call. If you're operating on CW, very similar. Of course, I won't make the dots and dashes sound, but basically what you can expect to see is CQ, CPQP, DE, VE4AA test. So it gives everybody on CW a chance to, they hear the CPQP, means that they recognize that as the abbreviation for the contest. And if they only caught part of it, they see VE4 Alpha Alpha and test afterwards, indicates that you're going to contest, looking for contacts for that purpose. So now you got the ensuing pileup, and you hear Whiskey One Golf Victor in the pileup. So you go back to him, Whiskey One Golf Victor, 599 WPS. And he comes back with TU for thank you, 599 Victor Tango, which is his abbreviation for Vermont. And you wrap it up again with thank you, V4 Alpha Alpha QRZ. And it goes on and on and on. And that's basically how the exchange will go. And you just keep going. If you're not comfortable calling CQ, then you can take the position of just going around and calling other people. And it works the same way. So we talked about in Manitoba and all the in-province stations, they're going to send out their abbreviated 3-letter abbreviation for the federal riding that you happen to be in. In Manitoba, we have 14. And I apologize, I don't have the ones here for any of the Alberta and Saskatchewan folks, but it's available on our website, which I'll give you shortly. So here are the 3-letter abbreviations for Manitoba. I assume that most of the folks here are within the Winnipeg area. And we've got, within Winnipeg, we've got, I think, 7 or 8 districts that are fully within the city of Winnipeg. If you don't know what federal election district you happen to be in, there is a website that you can go to. Simply put in your postal code and it'll tell you what district you're in. And I've got that website for you coming up shortly here. So one part of any operating event or a contest is logging. And so as a minimum, the organizers would like you to record the following parts for each QSO. Obviously the time, and we need the time in GMT. Ideally, we'd like the full frequency in megahertz. However, we can get by with just the band. So if you if you're logging by hand, if you can just put down, example, 20 meters, and you don't have to go list every single frequency you go to. If you're, especially if you're on one frequency, it's and you're calling CQ, that's fairly easy. But if you're scanning up and down the bands, it can be quite cumbersome if you're not using computer control. So as a minimum, just to the band that you're operating on. Of course, we need the call sign of the station that you're working. And we need the exchange that the other station gives you. So if they give you the province or state or DX, that's, you just write that down. And if you get all that information, that'll be sufficient to log that that QSO. Here's the map, a little bit out of order, for Manitoba or for Winnipeg. Again, this is available on the website that I'm going to give you. As you can see, there are 7 districts that are fully within the city, and one district that's out, are shared inside and out. Excuse me. Okay, so here's the website, www.elections.ca/home.aspx, Alpha Sierra Papa X-ray. You go there, you enter in your postal code, and it'll tell you what riding you're in if you don't know. Once you've got the riding, we'll direct you to our website, which I'll give you shortly, or you can look up the three-letter abbreviation. So if you're not a experienced contester, you got to come up with a method of logging this. So obviously the best way is with a computer set program that's made for contest logging, and there are several of those available, and that would be the ultimate way of doing it. Paper logs, they will be acceptable, but it's a lot of work both for you and for the administrators of the contest. So if you've got the time, and most people are operating with more modern rigs, almost every single one of them has the ability to be computer controlled. And there are a number of different software programs out there that will allow you to control the radio and make it very easy to record the frequencies, the mode, and that type of thing. There are several free options designed specifically for contesting. And there are some general purpose logging software that will do, will allow you to log the contacts, but it lacks some of the features that are nice to have, that we'll check for duplicates or for the proper exchanges, that type of thing. So some of the software, the contest logging software that's out there, probably the most, arguably the most popular one is something called N1MM Plus. It's a, of course, it's a free software. It's very well supported. And very easy to get operational. And there's a lot of help for people who that want to use this thing. As long as you're using the version newer than 1.0.9491, you're going to be good, and it's compatible with the Canadian Prairies contest. An alternative is another program called DXLog. And again, it's compatible with the this contest right now. If you happen to be a non-contester, if you have Ham Radio Deluxe, Log for Old Men, both of those can be configured to work for this computer logging, and with a little bit of massage, we'll be able to make it work. So once the contest is over, we need your logs in order to award prizes and to validate everybody's log accuracy. So whether you made one contact or 1,000, doesn't matter. Try and get your logs into us, and in any way that you can. And that's greatly appreciated. Again, the best way is by having the logging software generate a Cabrillo file. If you have this file, it can be uploaded directly on our website, or you can use a cut and paste method. If you don't have the software for the contest, if you're using just general purpose logging software, it'll output a file in the ADIF format. And you can send that to us. And again, we can massage that and make it work. And of course, the last option is a paper log or a text file. And again, we'll make that work. Just don't send us a text file with 10,000 contacts. So when you're getting ready for the contest, one of the things to keep in mind is there's going to be different categories, so that you're competing against like-minded stations and operators. There are going to be five single operator categories. So basically one person does all of the operating. They use one single radio and they do everything. They operate, they log, and then we break that into different categories based on the power output. So low power is basically 100 watts or less. If you're running an amplifier and greater than 100 watts, you're going to be in what we call the high power category. And if you're really up for a challenge, then we've got the QRP category. So if you're operating with less than 5 watts output, and with the bands and the way they are, 5 watts will do tremendous things. We're expecting to see a few people in that category. And if you're really up for a challenge, there's what we call the rover category. The rover, as the name sort of implies, means that you actually change locations through the contest. Ideally, it's from a mobile station, but it's nothing to say that you could not set up a temporary station field day style, operate for a few hours, tear it down, move down the road, and operate in a second district. And if you do that, well, you basically start all over. You start logging with a new district, but your score basically is going to be the sum total of all of your contacts. So we are expecting to have a few rovers out there that will move around from some of the rarer ridings, and we'll put them to the test to see if we can activate all of the different ridings in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta. If you're not into doing this by yourself and you want to operate with multiple people, we have categories for that too. And we call that the multi-single. And in this contest, basically multi-single means you have one radio and you share it amongst different people. You can have multiple operators. Maybe everybody takes an hour or two shift you take turns. Again, we're going to break those down into low power and high power. But the only difference is we're only going to award one award at the end of the day for multi-single, since the vast majority of folks will be in the single operator category. So whether you're high power or low power, basically you'll be competing against everybody for the awards. And speaking of awards, we're going to be awarding plaques, some kind of trophy, to the top scoring operator, both in province and out of province. So all of the Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta folks will be competing in each of the single operator categories, as well as the rover and the multi-single categories. If you're out of province, we're going to give awards for the top high power, the top low power, and the top multi-single operator. And we've had some generous sponsors, namely Winnipeg Amateur Radio Club. Thank you. Radio Sport Manitoba and the VE6 QSL Bureau and V3 Charlie X-Ray, friend of work and the contesting editor of the Rack in the Rack magazine. So I'm hoping that we'll get a lot of you folks out and operational for at least a few hours this coming weekend. If you need any help in terms of either software or finding your electoral district or setting things up or any questions, I hope you will reach out. We have a website, basically cpqp.ve6hams.ca. And an email if you have any questions. Please don't hesitate to send us an email and we'll try and get someone to give you an assistance to get things going. There's no questions too dumb. The only stupid questions are the ones that don't get asked. And we really hope to see a lot of you out and operating this weekend. It's meant to be a fun event. And the more people that participate, the more fun for everybody. Anybody have any questions?
I've got one for you. They're V6 UE Patrick.
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Aside from the band plans per band, are there any guard edges or sort of operating guidelines as far as frequency?
There's nothing formal. Make phone contacts in the phone band, CW contacts in the CW bands. That's about the only thing, which we just don't want people making CW contacts in the phone band, just as a way of duplicating every call. There's certain frequencies to avoid, of course. Try and stay away from 14,300 and in order to maximize the number of contacts you have, stay above 14,150. But if you want a bit of a quiet more quiet opportunity, you can certainly go below 14,150 and work other Canadians, at least on 20 meters. On CW, it's going to be difficult to see how many people we get out and on CW, but there's no other QSO parties, I believe, in operation this coming weekend. So the band should be pretty wide open.
Thanks, Ed.
Any other questions?
Ed, this is Kerry.
Yes, Kerry.
On the website, we did suggest some operating frequencies. And of course, they're optional, but on CW, 40 kilohertz above the edge of the band, so that we're in the general portion of the band for US amateurs. And on phone, there's a range of frequencies. I believe it's from 7240 to 14240. Wow. 21,340, but it's listed in the print on the website. Not mandatory, but hopefully everybody will find us at those frequencies.
Yeah, that was in the earlier days. We were really concerned because we were going to be sharing the band with the was it the Arkansas CUSA party, but they've canceled it for this year. So still good rules to follow. I guess spread out and find an opening. Anything else? Well, thanks for your time, and again, hope to see everybody this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Or Mark, Ed. I was looking at Mark's name on here. Thanks, Ed. All righty, so hopefully we'll get a good turnout on Saturday. Just so everyone knows I'm planning on using the club call VE4BB. So if anybody hears that, wonder whose it is, who it is, it's us. So moving on, we'll be.
One other thing.
Yep, go ahead.
If anybody wants to operate from WSC, you have to contact Kelvin before AJ first and arrange a time slot. And he's VE4AJ@rack.ca.
Okay.
He's kind of up on Yellowknife or beyond right now, so.
Okay. All righty. So we'll move on into the Hamfest. Share my screen here. Oh, there it is, hidden. Okay, so. Oh, shit. There we go. Let me pull up the file here. Okay, so after a couple of years hiatus, we're going to have a Hamfest again. It's going to be June 5th at the Dakota Community Center. The admission is $10 in advance, which you can buy tickets through PayPal on the WARC website. And you can also buy a table there for $20, which includes one admission. Or if you feel generous, you can, or not sure if you're going to go or not, you could pay $15 at the door. So you save $5 buying in advance. The agenda is the flea market opens up at 8:30. But so vendors gonna have to get there nice and early at 7:30 to start setting up. And we'll have an hour of pure flea market. So nothing to interrupt you for a whole hour until the first speaker starts at 9:30. And generally we'll go for 45 minutes to an hour per speaker. So 9:30, 11, and then at 1 o'clock will be the three speaker times. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll have our 50-50 draw, along with the silent auction draw as well. For the silent auction, we're expecting five groups of prizes. They'll be valued at around $200, give or take, maybe more, hopefully. The 50-50 tickets, we have a maximum of 500 tickets we're selling at $10 a piece. So if you quickly do the arithmetic in your head, if we sell all 500 tickets, the winner walks home with $2,500. You don't have to be present to win. Have the tickets here if anybody wants to buy tickets today. I also encourage if everybody could take a book of 10 tickets to sell. These are 50-50 tickets, so you don't have to be a ham to buy them. Anybody can buy them and anybody can win. And the more we sell, the bigger the pot is and the more the club can bring in. You can also buy the 50-50 tickets on the WARC website. Mark set up a PayPal button on there or link on there. Or if people want to do an e-transfer, they can email us at info@winnipegarc.org and mention that. We'll send them information on how to send an e-transfer to us. Or if they want to pay cash, meet up with someone, whatever, do it in cash, we can make arrangements for that as well.
Can we pay for tables that same way?
Always. Cash always works.
Yep.
No. e-transfer.
Yes.
Yep.
Just drop us a line at info@winnipegarc and I'll walk you through the EMT process.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many tables have been sold so far, but we have how many? 35?
35 sold
spots. What's that?
We only sold six.
Six has only been sold. We got 35 available. So if anybody's interested, you got your pick there. Yeah, is anybody else, Scott, Drew, David, anything to add to all this?
Nope. You guys have the list from the last flea market.
You can help.
Anybody have any questions about it? Oh yeah, for the 50-50 draw or the for a 50-50 draw, only residents of Manitoba can purchase tickets.
Question from Delta Victor Tango.
Go ahead, Dave.
Tell me, I don't have a whole lot of spare stuff. I'm still in a buying phase. But I have got a lot of vintage audio gear. And I'm just curious as to whether or not that would be pushing the envelope if I was to bring some of that out. I mean, technically it's radio, but I'm trying to decide. That's my son's birthday and mine's 2 days before, and I don't know whether I want to sell or I want to go buy. Any thoughts?
Do both.
Yeah,
I have no objections.
It's legitimate to bring that type of equipment.
Yeah. I tried to sell golf balls at one and sell a single one, but yeah, so I did. Yeah, go for it.
If you want to rent a table, we'll rent it to you.
Yeah, money talks.
It's no problem.
It's all good.
Also, that table just costs you $10 in reality because part of it goes to your admission.
Yep.
Indeed.
Anybody else? No? All right. So yeah, so please, if anybody has wants to buy a ticket, what PayPal or email us at info@winnipegarcu.org. We'll get one out to you. What I normally do is if you buy a ticket online, I'll fill it out for you. Please provide your call sign, mailing address, and phone number and email. And I'll fill the ticket for you, email you a picture of your tickets, and also mail you the tickets. So that's just so you have absolutely positively sure that you're not being ripped off in any way, shape, or form. Well, yeah, because I'll send you a picture of it, so you'll have the number. Oh, how are you guys managing the admissions?
We put that on a spreadsheet, so if you just show up and tell us your names.
You just cross you off the sheet?
Yep.
Yeah. So if you buy admission over the website, you'll be added onto a spreadsheet, and you check in when you show up.
And if we misspell your name, we charge you again.
You're going to
do that. Have it by call sign.
A lot
easier to find a call sign than it's a name.
Although non-hams are welcome to attend the ham fest, so those will have to be by their name.
Right, just put it at the bottom of the list or something like that. Sort of links.
So if anybody is interested in anyone in Zoom land who's interested in tickets, you could let us know now or email us later, up to you. Anyone who's present here, again, if you guys want tickets, we have them here. Stick around, we'll get them in your hands tonight. And those, we'd really appreciate if anybody, whether you're out in Zoom or here, if you feel you can sell a book of tickets, they come in books of 10, please feel free to do so. These are 50-50 tickets, so you don't have to be hams to sell to. It could be anybody to sell to. Good way to hit up family, especially if they have kids, who's payback for buying all the chocolates and garlic sausage and everything.
Our schools did garlic sausage.
Oh yeah, that's a big thing. Pierogies too.
I feel ripped off.
So anything else? We're good. All righty.
Okay, before you go,
yes, Yuri.
What time the official closing time?
They want us out by 3.
Yeah. Yeah, Yuri will be there too with his test equipment.
Other question, is there some kind of a food source there?
There is. They've taken over the Robbins outlet that is there and are running it themselves. So if you attended our last flea market, you've had their food.
And I think most people have been there at least once, so you have, everyone's familiar with where it is. So we're hoping this time we don't have to walk all the way around the building to get in. Yeah, we tried to find out, but he's gone for holidays. So,
and that brings me to something as a reminder. At the last flea market, there was somebody who had run to the table, and they had a bunch of odds and ends that they didn't want to take home. They wrote three on the side of a box and left it outside of the community center. And apparently it sat there for a couple of days. They didn't like it, so they phoned me and I made arrangements to go pick it up. But by the time I got there, somebody had actually already taken the box of free stuff. So I would encourage people, if you have leftovers that you don't want to take home, let us know. We'll take it off your hands and we'll either add it to personal collections or we'll donate it to somebody who can recycle it. So please let us know if you have stuff that you don't want to take home. Don't leave it at the community center. If they don't like it, they weren't happy about it. And that's all I have.
And for those who have not completed their collection of mugs, I have mugs available for sale in the back. I have ball caps for those who are higher than their clothes. And I can sell you badges. The last two people who bought badges are not here tonight, so they're still out of luck. I have new badges.
And also remind you something I should have put on here was the cable shop will be there. So if anybody needs any patch cables made up or long cables made up, you could get that done there. However, I believe David would appreciate it if you know you're going to need some and going to want to pick them up there, let us know in advance. We could do that. You could contact us for the pricing and everything as well.
And normally our treasurer, David, is our examiner, but since he's going to be at the cable shop table, we do have Drago Lambetta, who has kindly offered to run the exams for anybody who wants to write their basic or advanced exams. So again, thank you, Drago, for that.
And so anybody that's friends here, or relations who want to get licensed and they've been reading up and feel ready, it would be a good time. We're looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
and before I adjourn, I was late getting here compared to my normal time arriving. So the coffee was a little bit delayed, but we do have coffee. And anybody that's here, we want a coffee. Just pour yourself a coffee. I'm not going to charge you for it tonight. I know David will hate that, but there's coffee. It's late. So just help yourself.
Good.
At this point, I'll call this meeting adjourned.
Yeah. Thanks for everyone coming in on Zoom and in person. Thanks.
Hi.
Yes, I did.
Can I get 2 books and tickets to try to sell?
You most certainly can. Come on over here, Nick.
Got a ticket.
Okay.